As an employee-owned financial firm, Baird offers advice solely focused on clients' needs, while consistently investing in their expertise and capabilities to serve those in need. More information at baird-difference.com.
Todd Yeagley. Coach, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good, Glass. Thanks for having me today.
Hey, buddy. Always. Thanks for making time for us. The snowflakes and flurries are flying outside, but that's not going to bother you guys. Everything that you've started with, heat and humidity, sure, let's have a little snow. And, boy, soccer season has flown by. Indiana and Rutgers dueling Sunday afternoon last in Piscataway in front of a raucous crowd. And that was one interesting football match, Coach, and I know you guys didn't come out on the right side of it. I'm just interested to hear what you thought of the effort, the atmosphere, and some of the resilience that your team showed after giving up an early goal.
Yeah, first, the atmosphere was great. We've changed our format to make sure that the home team there would be a crowd and not do neutrals or at a predetermined site. And I think you saw last year with Penn State, it also gives the number one or number two seed, you know, if seeds hold true, an opportunity to get rewarded for what they did in the regular season. And obviously we were just 3 minutes away from that moment in the Maryland game, or we would have had three home games. But we had to go on the road, and you know, there's positives to that too. You know, you're going to most likely have to do that in the tournament, and you get a feel of a ruckus crowd, and that was Rutgers' best crowd I think they've had in who knows how long. Yeah, so it was good in that sense. I do feel, you know, we created enough chances. You know, we a little bit self-inflicted wounds on a couple of the goals, which we've done so much better at recently, but. You know, Rutgers was capitalized very well, but man, we had our chances, Glass. You saw it.
I mean,
we had our chances, and you know, in a game like that, you get that many, you got to put some away. And you know, the timing of the second goal was tough. You don't rarely see, you know, it went viral according to my staff, the Olympico.
It did.
As you score off the corner, which is really hard to do, and obviously the win was part of that. And obviously we're pushing late. And I thought that second goal was coming. I really did. And then they, you know, MD Myers, the player of the year, just really did a good job of kind of bodying Joey and create the third goal. And then obviously at that point, you're just kind of throwing everything you can. But, yeah, I think the legs were a bit tired second half, and I think that's where the advantage we spoke about. I said, guys, you know the wear and tear of the travel going back and forth to the East Coast was real. And obviously in the NCAA tournament, you don't have that because you have more time in between. But I said to the young guys, I said, hey, you know, oh, that's why every point, every moment matters in the regular season.
Amen.
So you don't maybe have to go on the road. And that was a winnable game. And I'm not saying that the fatigue was the reason we lost. It wasn't. But it was a factor like everything else. It comes into play. And, the group is they're a little bit edgy and hungry because, you know, that's two titles that like literally were kind of in their fingertips. And when you have that, it's not a bad thing either going into this last tournament. And that's a little bit of a group that's got a bit of an edge to them right now.
Yeah, you had a couple chances in front of goal. You had Wittenbrink slam the inside, well, middle of the post and come out from a curler. Yeah, it was a fun football match if you're a neutral,
yeah.
And we're not, but that first half, that was a great advertisement for the college game, up and down.
It was tense. And I think that's important too, and we're playing to win these games, Class, you know that, but you know, Rutgers is a team that, you know, you could sit and really jam the space because they're very good off the dribble. They're pretty athletic front four, and we got into a couple transition moments, but we also just philosophically weren't willing to do that. And by doing so, we did create some chances, and we almost turned them over a few more times that would have led to maybe a few more chances for us. So we created what we needed. I do feel that the general fan out there was entertained. I mean, it was a game with great chances on both sides. I mean, JT had his best game of the year.
No question. I was going to bring that up. He was outstanding.
Yeah. Outstanding. And we needed that. It was probably the most important takeaway, I think, of that game was JT making those saves just to give him and the group confidence that, you know, we haven't had our goalkeeper have to make many of those this year. And when they were asked, we just didn't make them, you know. And again, we gave up a couple soft goals, but a couple goals, I'm like, man, you know, that was a little bit Roman-esque, right? I mean, a couple like, whoa, how'd he get that one? And we know JT and Pratt have them in their wheelhouse, but it was neat to see them do that in a huge moment. And it did. JT kept us in. And again, they didn't have many. Good Lord. It's like the chances they got were golden. And that's the good news, that we're not giving up many chances, but the ones they got were damn good. And you need your keeper in that moment.
Yeah, and Mr. Wittenbrink, again, provider. McDonald, tough spot there early, made up to level the match, and then the Olympico goes in. And, again, chances are taken and not shaken. That's the knife edge you live on this time of year. Well, it is the third facet of the season, regular season, Big Ten tournament. Over, now it's the NCAA. What has the program been around, 50 years, 47 tournaments, 36 consecutive? Come on, man, come on. That's ridiculous. But great, we're excited. And even with the bitterness of losing the final in Piscataway on Sunday, Monday afternoon comes out, you're the only national seed from the Big Ten. That needs to feel good, and it should.
Yeah, it does. And, you know, I did take some time to reflect with the guys, you know, more so on Tuesday. We gave them the morning off, and some were able to come watch the selection before class. But, you know, I told the guys, I said, you know, we never take this, you know, the number for granted. I mean, the streak is just flat out remarkable and unchartered amongst, you know, sport, I think. I don't have stats, but I just, how many are doing this out there? And I go, you guys did it. You know, the program, you know, recruited great kids and talented kids. But I go, you guys earned this. And don't forget that. You know, this wasn't handed to you. You know, the program wasn't gifted in that large and in a C because it's Indiana. You deserved it. And that's what's important for them to know. And we reflected. We want more glass. You know that. You know, it's just we're not just settling that we got there. But I do have to take a moment with the group and say, hey, well done. You went through the gauntlet of a schedule. We did this on purpose, and we were rewarded for doing so. And we took a couple losses and a couple ties that, you know, maybe doesn't make the record look as beautiful, but would you trade it with any other Big Ten team? And it's, you know, talk about a soccer NIT class if there was one out there. We're talking some really good teams, and, you know, a couple of them in our state that aren't even dancing right now. It's hard to be one of those 48, and there's only 25 at-larges. It's tight. So we're geared up, but I do want to take the time to reflect and say, guys, that this streak is remarkable, but be proud that you were able to be another one of those and not take it for granted.
Indiana, the 13 overall seed, the first top – well, the top only seeds are the top 16 teams. They are not in action tomorrow night. They will be hosting on Sunday. Indiana will play the winner of St. Louis in Memphis, the old Mississippi River Derby. Well, you have plenty of ties to the St. Louis area. Memphis, kind of a newcomer. They're hot. Where do you guys gather around tomorrow night and take in the game?
Well, we could have a coach over there. Coach Robson knows the route. So I think
been there once or twice.
He likes to maybe get a little toasted rabs and some emails when he gets over there. But we will have someone there, and then obviously with so much of the scouting, our system now in place with the amount of video that we have with Video Exchange, we have plenty on both teams. It's just waiting to see who wins. I think it's going to be a great game. As is so many of these first-round games, class. You saw the bracket. I mean, look at some of these powers.
Heavyweights,
you know, playing Thursday. That's why the ninth straight seeding is a remarkable feat for the program, because you're looking at all these teams going, you know, Marshall just won a couple years ago. They're playing Thursday. You know, a traditional power wake in the last 15 years is playing. We got UCLA playing Thursday. We got
Carolina.
You know, Pitt and then the Final Four. Yeah, I mean, and so, to have the ability to be at home and have – that additional rest, honestly, class, getting back to the Sunday, it would have been really challenging to get everyone ready for Thursday. We would have been ready, but would we be as rested? No. that extra rest when you're in a final with the way we had to travel is probably the biggest advantage that we gained for us. And whoever wins on Thursday, we will be ready and chomping to play. And at the same time, we got whoever wins it, you have an historic program with St. Louis, and then you have a good Memphis team. We know the staff well. It's a well-coached team. They're tough. They're big. They've had some good wins this year. It's going to be a battle, you know, any way you slice it. And I told the group, whoever comes to town, that's where our eyes are on, and let's just stay one moment at a time. And that's it's hard to not look through the bracket. You do, human nature. You look at scenarios. But the reality is, you know, Glass, you just got to take care of business, and things will take care of itself.
Todd Yeagley, our guest, men's soccer. Noon is the kickoff on Sunday. Jerry Yeagley Field, Bill Armstrong Stadium. I ask you this question annually, and I always am interested in the response. Tell me why the noon kickoff besides of a decided schematic advantage.
Yeah, I think you're allowed 12, I think 12 to 7. And yeah, certainly the earlier with weather and obviously with families, we feel that might be advantageous for a crowd. You know, maybe some students hang around and leave Saturday early evening, we hope. And then for Bloomington folks and our friends from the state, I think that's the time that works. And then you know, what you do want is you want the team that's played Thursday not to have any more rest than needed. So it kind of fits all the criteria, and it fit within the framework of athletic scheduling, which, you know, sometimes you have to be cognizant of other sports and from our event staff. So it worked with all areas, and we just really need the Bloomington crowd out on Sunday. It makes a difference, especially if we have some students not here. It really makes a difference for our team.
People will come out, and actually the weather will be just cold. That's fine. No problem. There's no other parts of it there to bother you. Down the road is Virginia. Who's the 5 seed? I keep missing the 5 seed. Where it doesn't.
Stanford.
Oh, there you go. Our old friends. Gee whiz. Oh, everybody's your old friend when you've been around and as many Final Fours and wins and everything. 700, 800. Well, I'd lost count. A lot of them. We wish you the best of luck on Sunday. Get out. Get your tickets. IUHoosiers.com. Everybody needs a ticket for the NCAA tournament. And I will hopefully get with you to talk about turkey time in the Tudor Room next Wednesday.
That'd be fun.
That would be an
that'd
exciting
be
one. All right, I'll see you this weekend. Yep. Best of luck to you guys. Stay healthy, my man. Stay warm, and we'll see you on Sunday.
Thanks, Glass.